I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot. My name is Travis Helwig. I'm here with Vince LaRosa, Darren Miller, and Darren's good friend Aaron. And I just want to say, I've been gone for a little bit. Is this how it's been going? Is this what it's been like? Because it seems pretty good. Like, it seems like the team's really rolling. And yeah. I just want to say, I haven't been listening, haven't been watching. I assume all the other games have been like that.
Yeah, this is pretty much what it's been like. Yeah, you missed this over and over again.
Ugh.
This was, it felt like we were like constipated and then finally.
Wow. Right off the top.
Ugh. Well,
the more
goals that's
you score,
our show.
The more options there are for metaphors, you know? I can keep going.
No one's topping that, so why even do the rest of the show?
I feel like I've said this a few times. We fucking needed that.
Yeah.
It does feel like we go long stretches without scoring, and then they just fucking unleash. It does feel a little bit like when the cork gets pulled out of the dam. And then the dam fucking explodes.
That was such a polite way of saying what I said.
It sort of feels like when the cork gets pulled out of a butthole.
There we go.
And you shoot shit out of a butthole. Vince, transition over to Vince.
Yeah.
Vince, you were at the game. I just want to say, I wonder if maybe there's a correlation between you at BMO Stadium and the victory.
This is my first game at BMO and or Bank as a fan, not working. So as you said, is this what it's been like all the time? Is this what it will always be like for me as a fan? Do I have to be here at every game now? I mean, if people are offering tickets, I'll take them. I mean, I guess what we're saying here is you guys need me.
Yes,
I think so.
And so I am happy to fill that role, especially if it's, you know, at the expense of other people's tickets.
It went from you're never going to follow LAFC again to you need to be at every game in a 12-hour span.
Yeah. Which with my luck, you know, by the time we get to the playoffs, it'll be like, fucking Vince, why were you here? You ruined everything.
Let's get right to it. Let's get some happy foots and sad foots in. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of happy foots.
Yeah.
Let me open my notes. The big one right off the bat. You guys talked about it on the podcast. The playoffs.
You listened.
I did listen. You guys made it seem like this was going to be not fun. And I had a lot of fun.
We did. That was the bet.
We are in the playoffs. We are currently third in the West. I believe just a point behind Seattle, who's second in the West. We have two games remaining. Second is still attainable. We still could fall lower in the table, but we will be going to the playoffs. What do you say to that, Jeff Tock, you piece of shit?
Is he here?
No, he's not here.
Is he in the comments?
What do you guys give me some happy foots. Aaron, you got a happy foot? It can be anything.
Yeah, what was your, did you have fun? What was it like?
I had a great time. Yeah, the seats were amazing. It was a great time. The people behind us were really, their F-bombs were just so descriptive, and so there was a je ne sais quoi there that was just beautiful.
There was a fan, maybe really one to two fans behind us that was like, really like an American football fan or like a baseball fan, like yelling, like berating players in a way that you'd expect to see it in one of those games. It felt welcome because it was fun, but very, very out of place.
Yeah.
I will say those are my season tickets.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about and they're my good friends.
Okay.
So they always,
I mean, we loved
that.
It.
They love the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Talk in the comments says, I'm on the train, you sons of bitches. Well,
he's running away.
Get on the MLS
away.
Cup train, Jeff, because that's where we're headed, to the MLS Cup finals. Choo-choo, bitch. Vince, any happy foots? Tell us what you saw differently in this game and happy foots and sad foots, because I know you have to take off in a second.
Yeah, I'll do this and then get out of here. Happy foot for me, big happy foot, was the ability to pass the ball and to move quickly. I don't think I'd seen LAFC get into the areas they call, some people call them primary assist areas. Those areas where you can kind of, they're like just inside the box near the goal line where you can send, you know, those cutbacks and those crosses. We know LAFC isn't a crossing team per se, but they love that ball on the ground. They found that spot quite often. So that was very nice. It was very interesting to watch Minnesota look at probably the RSL game plan and go, oh, so you sit back. You let them have the ball, and then good things happen. But they forgot, like, you actually have to pressure the team. Minnesota was very soft. This was a game that they really needed to win, and they didn't. They got just trounced. So I wouldn't expect much from Minnesota. I know we're all very happy, and I don't want to be a rain cloud. I normally am not. But, like, that Minnesota team was really bad. So let's not put too much into it. Obviously, celebrate the playoffs. I think, like I said, some good things from the passing and some areas that they were getting into. But still, quite a lot of work to do. They were a little wasteful too. I mean, you scored 5 goals, but still a little wasteful.
In the beginning, it seemed like the first like 3 minutes, they did a little reenactment of the last game in 3 minutes where they gave us every chance possible to score and we didn't. And then they scored for no reason. But when they were doing the first thing and giving us every chance possible to score, it was like, it felt like they were just shocked that they had all those opportunities. They like didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like I said, it was just wasteful. But look, 5 goals, a lot to be happy about. Difficult game now. Austin did win their game, so the game that they're going to out there on Saturday is going to be a difficult one because they're still mathematically in it. But this is definitely something, you know, when you go down a goal when you're kind of up against it and then pull out a 5-1 win, you got to be pretty stoked about that.
For sure. And something you guys didn't say on your preview episode that I wanted to point out is Texas. We don't win in Texas, and we're going down to Austin. It is later in the year, but it's still fucking muggy as fuck. Second game of the week. If we could pull out a win in Austin, it will have massive confidence build. Like, we just don't win there. I think it's been a season and a half since we've won a game in Texas. We've tied, but we have not won. Vince, anything else you want to add? Because I know you got to take off.
No, I'm going to take off. I'm going to leave so that you can bring on people to tell you why and how we could have kept Chicho. I'll go ahead.
To get it in, and you're not going to be here to defend yourself. Listen,
Vince, I was wondering if you could explain the obscure MLS rules that made it not possible for us to spread some of these goals out over the last few games.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. I love like teaching people and explaining the minutia, but the part I don't love is when people then go, yeah, well, that I don't care.
You're wrong.
That may be true, but you're wrong.
You did something today that I want to point out, Vince, which is when we lose, you're like, hey, don't worry about it. And when we win, you're like, hey, don't get
worry
too
about
excited.
It.
Like, you're what I want to say. You feel no emotion. You're like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. You don't have you don't have feeling.
Yeah, I'm
even keeled. That's supposed to be an asset.
I've been covering this team for 5+ seasons. I'm soccer dead inside. It happens.
It is telling.
You know what,
this is
Travis?
First
like,
game
if,
as
we
a
were doing a, if we were doing a like a post game for like a comedy show, we would be like, it was fine every single time.
Could have done better.
Yeah,
Vince. So happy you got to be there for this. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for filling in for me while I was in prison for fentanyl smuggling. Have a safe drive home.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Lance.
Love
bye.
You, bye. Darren, I turned your mic down just a little bit because as you get closer, it expands a little bit.
I'm just worried about, like, is there any echo coming from our speakers and stuff? I don't know. There's
not
playing music so loudly here, it's impossible to tell how the audio actually comes through.
We can hear the music a little bit, but it's fine. It's not, like, noticeable. Come on. They're not going to play bad music at BMO Stadium. We have so many Happy Foots and Sad Foots. Leave them in the comments so we can put them on. This is – Abel points out this was a comeback win, which is something we don't ever. This is our first comeback win ever. They said on the broadcast, we've only won one game this season if the other team scores first. We've tied a few, but
that's
this
incredible.
Is now our second game.
Does that count, though? Like, it was a weird fluke that they scored, and then we scored 30 seconds later.
Yeah, you're right. It didn't feel like a comeback.
We didn't face adversity, really. We didn't overcome anything.
Aaron, do go to games a lot? What's your level?
I think I've been to – this is probably like the fourth and fifth game I've been to this season.
Oh, great.
Aaron is actually who I was watching the MLS Cup with. So
yes.
I think maybe it was helpful that both Vince and Aaron were in the house.
Okay, so we need you both to get season tickets together. And then if at any point Vince – people start hating him, you have to come alone. Is that cool?
Okay, I've always been told I'm good luck, so
– Great. Darren, any happy feed for you? I don't think we got one from you.
Yes. Bwanga bless. I could get the easy ones out of the way. I mean, Bwanga went down with what seemed
that
like a
weird.
Hammy. Bwanga bless. The shirt's on sale now. Check it out. He went down with what seemed like a hammy, like pretty much right in front of our section. And it wasn't, I was like, oh, he's trying to get the call. No way. He's like actually injured. And he came back on and was like, no, he's definitely injured. And then scored.
He scored.
So I don't know what to think.
He scored either his. Was it his second or third goal?
I
think it was his second.
Yeah, where he hobbled again later.
I think he was. I mean, they kept him in until like the 70th minute. Like he. Part of me feels like it was a little bit. He was hurt, but then it was dramatic effect of like, yeah, I can do this while I'm hobbling along. It's no big deal.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he also came out at that was before the half, so he came out in the second half, and I was like, oh, he must be fine.
The other thing that we have to say is Bwanga is now the leader in the golden boot race.
Yes.
After tonight's hat trick. He tied it with that second goal. He took the lead with the third, and we have two games left. Acosta, who's right below him, doesn't have – I mean, they're not going to not be first in the playoffs. So they don't have a ton – there's a chance that they rest their best players. They won't fight as hard as we have to over the next few games.
My other happy foot was Krastev. He showed some nice flair tonight that like he hasn't had a lot of playing time. I feel like he showed us some new things.
I can't believe I didn't start the show by saying Fufu hit the gritty. Fufu's
hit
the gritty. He has to do it every single time now.
Yeah, now he has to. Now it's like his signature.
I got to make a Fufu hitting the gritty t-shirt now for three people to buy. there were a bunch of happy feet. We got some more in the comments. Oh, Jeff Talk. Bringing his great energy to the comments. Happy Foot, this is like when your dog has one last good day of chasing a squirrel and barking at the mailman before he succumbs to bone cancer.
Wow, Jeff Talk, heel of the foot.
So happy the writer's strike is over, Jeff. I really hope it works out
for you. He didn't want to come on. He took the time to really craft the words there.
Sad Foot from Jeff Talk, the dog's bone cancer.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just picture Jeff Talk on like a typewriter writing this. I've got it.
These MLS fans don't know what's good for them.
Honestly, that was a great joke.
Also, I want to say another thing about Jeff Talk because I know he can't come on and defend himself. He also made a big deal about how this was a failed transfer window, and we just watched a bunch of people from this transfer window play unbelievable. Fufu Krastev looked great. I know that Kiki Alavera couldn't hit the back of the net if his life depended on it, but he had like maybe 50 chances.
My sad foot was Oliveira 100 shots.
Yeah. And Bogush is from this transfer window. I think you have to look at what we did now with a grain of salt, knowing that we have some incredible people coming in. And I still haven't given up on Mario. I know some people have. Let's get it. Maybe it's not this season, but I don't think he's done with this team quite yet.
Uproar commented, we win 5-1 and Jeff Talk is giving dogs bone cancer. What the fuck? He's got to do it somehow. Jeff Shock also says you watched Mario. Look, I was hot on Mario coming into this game. I really wanted him to score.
I think he might start next game.
Yeah, you know what? Start him. Just go for it. We do have LAFC Luke is here joining us. Should we bring
him
on?
Yeah, let's pop on LAFC Luke. Luke, welcome, you don't have your camera on.
I don't have my camera on. I'm driving.
You're passengering.
No, you're not driving.
But here's the thing. You guys, we're back, baby. We're back.
Sounds like you're drunk driving.
I am absolutely not.
So you can't see that he's driving, but also.
my athlete's foot is who dropped Jeff Talk on his head and injured him as a child, because that man has the distinct ability to find the negative in every possible situation. I feel sad for him. Yeah, my happy foot, Fufu, just like intercepting the pass, running down and scoring a goal. What is that? Yeah, that's Fufu, right?
Yeah. And that shot from way outside that almost scored way at the end of the game, like, he looked fucking on point. Also, I love that
goal,
kid.
There was a really tight move for his goal that was really impressive. Like, he really did fool like three people, making them think he was going to pass and just like quickly put it in. It was really nice.
It was a beaut. It was a beaut. And obviously, Denny, I mean, look, the dude just he scored while he was limping around the field.
Any sad foot? Well, you said Jeff. I imagine that's your sad foot.
My sad foot is that Seattle scored with no time left in the game to beat Galaxy and jump us in the standings.
Tonight was the one night we needed the Galaxy to do something more than they are able to, and they couldn't do it.
I'm a celebrate when they're officially not in the playoffs. But I was like, we were watching that one, like the scoreline on that, and I was like, oh man, y'all just
We could have had two tonight. We could have been in second.
Also,
it would have helped to win a bunch of other games.
I guess if I have a sad foot about one of our players, it's Aaron Long. Like, moments after coming into the game, got like turned around on the ball, nearly gave up like a run down the field by Minnesota. I mean, like, he did not look. He didn't look great, guys.
I know that Aaron Long looked bad. Mario looked great. And I feel like we don't talk about Mario a lot. Mario looked fast. He was like passing. He was running up the side. He looked like last year's Ryan Hollingshead. He almost had a goal at a moment. I loved watching Mario tonight. Aaron Long always is going to turn over the ball. That's what he does. But Luke, please drive safe. We love you. We're going to hang up so you don't crash.
Oh, man, guys. All right. Well, look, it's been a blast. And a great way to end the regular season at home.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're going to get two more. We saw in the comments, Darren, that we have a special guest and they have to come on quick. So please welcome to the show our good friend, Danny Two Nips. Danny, how's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
We won the game. Did you see?
Yeah, the worst case scenario on the pregame, but is this best case scenario or can we better?
We're gonna keep doing that segment, let me tell you.
It seemed to work out. For those of you who don't know, Danny comes on the show and shows his two nips when we score four goals, two nips. Danny, how many did we score tonight?
We scored four.
And
kidding.
The belly button's the fifth one.
Yeah,
any happy feet or sad feet before you have to go put a shirt on in that parking garage because they're gonna arrest you?
The happy foot is that I got to take my shirt off. It was really sticky and wet with beer and micheladas. The sad foot was that I had to see my good friend Ayo here.
Ayo!
Take it off, man. What are you doing?
We got two of you.
Right.
Ayo, welcome to the show.
Oh, shit. This is very... No, sorry. It's going to be loud. We're in the garage, but we just wanted to call really quickly before I lost him. He's about to jump on the metro. I'm about to head home.
All right.
Lots of happy feet and lots of... So
we love both of you. We love both of you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Always happy to see those nips. It means it's a good night. Aaron, any thoughts on Danny Two Nips?
Oh, just beauty. Nothing more than that. Absolute beauty.
I think that's the first time we've gotten a full body shot of Danny Two Nips.
That's true.
I got to say, he's looking good. You know, he keeps getting better.
I saw him on the way into the stadium. I got to say hi to him. He's very tall.
He had a shirt.
Oh.
He had a shirt on at the time. So he wasn't being presumptuous.
That's good.
So that's good. We do have another guest here calling in. LAX Andy's here with us.
Hey guys, I got a quick sad foot. I also ran into Danny at the game, and he gave me a hug. He came up to me and gave me a hug. I can confirm that jersey was very sticky and sweaty.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying that taking off the shirt is a practical thing and not a...
I think so. I endorse it. Hey, you know, I know we won 5-1. I know we clinched the playoffs. I know we have the leading scorer in MLS right now.
Oh,
but you know what?
Coming.
It should have been 8-1. It should have been 9-1. Oliveira should have scored 5 goals. I know we picked up all these players and during the transfer window when we should have gotten Mbappe. And I just want to point out, we are one Bonga hat trick and an own goal away from tying tonight. And then what would have been the case? Just one
LAX Andy, thank you so much for filling in for Jeff Talk when he could not be here on the air.
Rip off your Mission Impossible mask to show your face, Jeff. I believed you for a while until you said Mbappe.
No, tonight was great. I'm not going to get too excited. You know, Minnesota is Minnesota, as Vince was saying. But, hey, a win's a win. I'll take it. I don't know if folks were following. We were following the Galaxy-Seattle game, which obviously has implications for us. Seattle scored in literally like the last possible second.
Yeah.
That one was
brutal.
A real heartbreaker. But yeah, I think we have a home game guaranteed in the playoffs. I don't know.
It's close to it.
Don't put us on the spot for the live show. Come on.
Vince is gone. He's the one who knows this stuff.
Knows the thing, the facts.
LAX Andy, we're getting some background noise.
And you're supposed to say that he's wrong.
I'm going to take you off, but I love you, LAX Andy. Thanks for always calling in.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for the ride from LAX the other day when I came home. I have a bunch.
That should not have worked, Travis. Fuck you.
He's a nice guy. I know people are mad. There was one of those that was an obvious miss. The others, there were some good saves, and there were a couple of rough touches. I'm going to defend Kike. I think he had a good game. I think he was in the right spots, and I think that's a underrated thing to have happen because it means he can do it again, and he's not going to fuck up the next time. And I'm not going to let him missing that much ruin what is such a good night. Also, Carlos Vela bicycle kick attempt.
Oh my God!
We are now two almost bicycle kicks this
all,
year.
All of the elders on the team. We need Ilya next to attempt a bicycle kick. I guess Aaron Long technically attempted one. I don't know if that counts from a couple games ago.
Long's had a roller coaster of a season. We also saw him stop a goal with his butt. Do you remember that?
That's true.
On the ground.
That's true. I don't know. Other than that, it's been fairly consistently something else. Yeah. Also, I guess this goes in the sad foot column. Palacios got injured early. It seems like he's fine. I guess I just wanted to flag that. I don't know. I hope he's cool. He seemed like he kind of played himself into it and it was fine.
They showed it on the broadcast that it was the top of his foot and he seemed in a lot of pain, but then he came back in and was fine. And I wonder if the top of the foot, such a weird place to have an injury that I wonder if he just hit it really hard. Yeah. It's possible he broke a bone in his foot, but I don't think they would have let him keep playing if that's the case. I mean, it's just such a weird place to have physical pain.
I mean, I'm not a fan of physical pain anywhere, so I get it.
I am, but we don't have to get into that. This is a PG podcast.
Sure. What else we got here?
Should we get into a couple of sad feet that I have? And let us know in the chat, too. And anyone who wants to join, I think there's a link in the chat, too, if anyone wants to join and hang out with us. I did think... Now, I wrote this early in the game, and it's going to sound so weird coming out of my notes right now after what was a fantastic game. Carlos had a couple of weird touches early in the game that he normally would have made. He made some choices to try to hit with his left foot with an open net. He turned the ball strangely. He just made a couple of choices that I didn't love. I wrote it in my notes in the first half. I don't really care about it, but it is into my sad column.
Yeah, it was weird because I was noticing that too, but it also kind of still felt like he was like one good look away from scoring and turning the whole thing around, and we would have been saying the whole thing was a good game. I think it was last home game of the season. I think he wanted to put a good performance in. There's still a weird undertone to like every game he plays and every presser he has in the last few weeks. You're like, and then the bobblehead thing, you're like, they're not saying it, but like...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's the plan here? I hope this isn't the end, but they're like doing things that in retrospect, you could, if it turns out it is the end, it would make sense.
Yeah.
So there's just like a weird kind of vibe there.
I don't want to talk about that yet. I'm hoping that we get him and Griezmann next year.
Sure.
Because they're such good friends, but we'll see. I also want to give a shout out to Spitz, who won our ticket contest that for the game I couldn't go to, which was the Vela bobblehead game. And him and his wife, or I don't know, him and his partner, I don't remember exactly what they said, got two bobbleheads and they mailed me one of them as a thank you for the tickets.
Awesome.
So I know that those bobbleheads were a hot commodity. So it means a lot that Spitz sent one my way. And if anyone wants my home address, you just got to pay Spitz some money and he'll give it to you.
It's Doc's Travis.
Darren Keepers in the chat says, brings up a sad foot that I want to talk about. He says, happy foot Tillman and Palencia pairing, which is not a phrase I've ever heard before. And sad foot corner kicks, why can't we capitalize on it? It does feel like we have a lot of corner kicks and we've been choosing to go short a lot. Is that something you've noticed, Darren?
Yeah. It also seems like we can't get the ball up when we don't choose to go short. It's just kind of like, oh, this could work, but yeah, nothing interesting ever happens. I remember Vince bringing up corners and set pieces were a problem really early on in the season, and then they never really adjusted at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to keep being a weak spot. But also, maybe they also just don't seem to be stressing it too much. Like, I guess that's just not their game, you know? It would be nice if they could put something together. It's maybe partially the same issue as like when they lack some creativity and they kind of like run out of ideas. That's a spot where you could use some ideas. It'd be nice if whenever Vela takes a set piece, when he takes like a free kick a little bit outside the box, it happened again today. You kind of feel like, oh, it would make sense if part of his role still being on the team was like, he could score on these, but he doesn't really do that. So yeah, it's always kind of,
hasn't really been going for net in a while. And I didn't see the last game, but how serious is the Acosta injury?
Oh, unclear, I think. I couldn't really tell.
Okay. Logs brought something up in the chat that I want to read out loud.
Great name, Logs.
Wait, y'all don't like Palencia. He feels like a super solid third fullback. I like Palencia.
Yeah, I
like Palencia. Palencia gets a lot of shit on Twitter and in our comments sometimes. And I've never had a problem with Palencia. I have had a problem with Aaron Long this year. I've had a problem with Hollingshead for a long time this year. I think Hollingshead has turned it around. But I feel like Palencia has made one or two mistakes that have led to goals, and I think that's made people sour on him. But I actually think Max said it on the broadcast too. He had a really solid game, and I thought he looked great. And Tillman looked great out there too, and Tillman hasn't had a good game in a while, and that's worth saying. A lot of players we don't talk about often had really good games, like Murillo, Tillman, and Palencia.
There's a whole bunch of players on the team. You know, there's a lot of them.
So. I've noticed that. Aaron, do you know how many players there are on the team? I'm not sure.
There's like a whole lot.
Yeah. Many? Is that an answer?
Many. You're right.
Yeah.
Before we bring on a guest that I know is going to make everyone stop listening, I just want to remind everybody to please subscribe and give the thumbs up.
Oh, you mentioned Bredos. I want to give him a shout out too. We ran into him here before the game and he was super nice.
Oh, that's great. we love Max, and he was on the show once, and he was the best. I would love to have him back on the show.
Yeah.
All right. So now that that's out of the way,
we need some entrance music.
What I can only, it's like the gritty reboot of the podcast, the DC Universe version of the podcast. Please welcome to the show, Jeff Talk. Jeff, how are you doing?
How you guys doing?
Jeff sitting in darkness as usual.
Why don't we all talk at once? How's that sound?
Okay. So I was just noticing that you were sitting. You were supposed to talk while I'm talking.
I thought you were going to do a bit, Jeff.
Heel.
What were you saying?
Are you guys, do you want me on here? Or do you guys need to jerk each other off about 5-1 against fucking Minnesota for 20 minutes last year? You guys need to talk about how great of a team we are because we beat fucking Minnesota for any more time?
I'm always happy to jerk myself off. I'll do it at any situation. How dare you imply there's a time that I won't do that? It started with Darren talking about his butt exploding. I don't think it's a PG.
I was in the teams, not mine.
Yeah. Come on, don't
Jeff.
Be
right, wait, Jeff, hold on, Jeff. Before you continue, what could any positive out like? Could there have been a way for this game to go that would have made you happy? If
no,
I mean, listen, because I'm happy. Minnesota is bad enough, there's just no good outcome. Period.
Well. Before the season, if we had said to ourselves, the three of us, as we often do, say, what do we want? What do we think we're going to end up with? And if I said, I think we're going to end up losing every major cup competition and clinch
okay.
the playoffs in third
Shut
place.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not doing that tonight.
You're totally right. Everything's fine. We should be really happy. We're the best team in the league last year, and we're third in the playoffs, and we lost every cup. We should all just hug each other and just give each other long tongue kisses. It's great. Really good.
Look, Jeff, I know that you're right, that this, from the beginning of the season, would be considered disappointing. But we're not at the beginning of the season, and we've had a really tough stretch, and I think we've realistically seen what going far in the Champions League and doing well in these competitions means to a team. And that being said, when we win 5-1 against Minnesota after not scoring for 4 games, I'm going to jerk myself off because it feels fucking good. It felt great to win that game.
Travis thinks jerking off feels good. Fucking put that in the podcast description. Start there.
No.
I know that we give you a hard time, and you're in the right. This is not where we wanted to be. I am still confident that on any given day, people don't want to fucking play us. And in the playoffs where we have a little bit more rest and some more training, I am confident in this team. I'm confident in Mario Gonzalez. I'm confident in everyone on the team, but Stipe Buke, that Croatian weirdo.
He did have a...
All you have are the hits. All you have is the old hits, man. There's nothing new. Listen, no, what would it, here's the genuine question. What would it take for you guys to say the season has been a success? If we win the MLS Cup, is the season a success?
That's a trap question.
It's not a trap. I'm genuinely here, right? Like I am more.
Yes, I would say the season is a success if we win the MLS Cup.
And is the season a failure if we don't win the MLS Cup?
Are you asking me or Darren?
Both.
I would say yes.
Yeah. I mean, I if Darren's going to go there, I feel like I have to go there. So, yeah. I mean, I'll take the even more extreme position of it is even if we win MLS Cup, because the more important thing is to win CCL. Oh, no, but
this is first take.
Oh my God. We did learn. Having listened to the podcast that Darren and Vince just did, we clipped only the portion of it that would get Vince in trouble. But if we played the whole clip where Vince explains why we couldn't keep Cheap Joe, we really fucked him. But if you listen to the whole thing, you forget how you guys talk about it for a while, how much winning MLS Cup hurts the team the next season. The reason we're having a bad season, not the only reason, but a big reason, is because we won the championship last year, and it's insane. That's the structure of our league. We had to pay out all these bonuses. We had to sell a bunch of guys. We had to play a million more games. We are a victim of success here, and Seattle didn't make the playoffs last year after winning CCL, and now they're second in the West, similar to where we are. And I think that's worth saying, Jeff. we're pretty even with Seattle, despite them playing a lot less games than we have this season.
Yes. So I like this twist that you've taken, which is that the only problem with us is that we're too good. The reason that we're not good is that we're too good. It's like, yeah, yeah, the other cheerleaders don't like me because I'm too pretty, man. That's the real problem. It's not that I fucking call names and shit. No, it's
they're just jealous.
Pretty.
All the other teams are just jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they beat us.
Yeah. No, listen, MLS has stupid salary rules. It really, I think it, all of these things are always for me about that. I think that I have a different conception of what I want LAFC to do than most other people. That I like MLS Cup. I'm really happy we won it. It was very meaningful. But like, I was going to get a tattoo if we won CCL. Do you know what I mean? Like, CCL to me is the big fish. Like, taking a step
back.
I'd
be very dorky of you, but just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's really dorky? Guys that just get tattoos all the time for no fucking reason. You know? Everybody loves those guys. Hey. Do you remember that time on the podcast when somebody mentioned something? You're like, do I have a tattoo of that? And you genuinely didn't know. That was a good bit, too.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Listen, it's fine. Whatever. Like, what do you, like, I, you want me to like come on and be like, yeah, yeah, everything's good? Like, yeah, we can all just talk about how everything's good.
I think if we win MLS Cup, you can say the season was a success, and it can still be true that it's not as successful as you think it could have been and should have been.
Yes.
I think both things can be true.
I think this is a conversation for after the playoffs are over, but I do feel as if there's a world in which this season can be a success if we don't win MLS Cup. And I know that people are going to give me shit for that, but I still am. I don't want to say that because I want to win MLS Cup and I don't want to.
I think what's good about winning MLS Cup is it puts us back in the position to be able to win more hardware next year and get another shot at multiple pieces of hardware.
Boy, I love Luke. I love Luke. Luke is so positive, man. Luke's going to go home tonight and be happy and be in a good mood.
LAFC Luke.
That is like what you do after your team wins.
Luke in the comments said, Jeff, after we win MLS Cup. Well, we didn't win U.S. Open Cup. The Scotiabank U.S. Open Cup.
I've made my priorities very clear. I don't care about the U.S. I would play no first team players in the Open Cup from now until the end.
We didn't.
I would play a U-22, play everybody in LFC2 in the Open Cup from now until the sun swallows the earth. It's international stuff that's cool, man. It's not this other stuff. Yeah, like, I don't know. So, but again, that's how I feel, and I'm just very sophisticated and smart.
Jeff,
so, you know, you guys that don't have it.
Just sophisticated and boring?
No, I don't remember what I said. I'm tired. I'm tired of this fucking getting yelled at by LFC Luke. Fucking people come.
Jeff, would you say if we like won by one or lost this game, like wouldn't the complaint be like, you know what we should do to Minnesota is win 5-1. So
this is the thing, is like it's not about tonight. It's about the lack of everything that happened.
Oh, the postgame show that you're on right now is about tonight, actually.
No. Your postgame show is about tonight. My postgame show is about tonight. What the fuck I want to talk about, man. All right? I bought several of those fucking joke t-shirts that I can't wear. What am I supposed to do with the fucking I love the U.S. Soccer Open Cup? What was that? What was this shirt? The fucking I love the Leafs Cup soccer. I love soccer shirt. Explain that one to your wives, gentlemen. Explain why you bought a fucking $45 shirt. Also, you can't put it in the dryer. It's all vinyl. It'll fucking shrink up in a second. I have to air dry that shit, man. I have to fucking put it on a hanger in my kid's bathroom. It's terrible. It's miserable. When I come on, I'm going to yell at international cups. You guys want to talk about fucking Steve Buke not being good enough? That's on you, man.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you for coming on,
Jeff. Hate your dumb fucking guts. Keep giving us money. Thanks for coming on. We love you. Jeff. No, he was going to say something else, but I don't give a shit.
Fuck that guy. Joey Onebar. We haven't had him on in a while. Thank you for joining us, Joey Onebar.
Joey Onebar, how you doing? How the bars?
Oh, shit. They should be so bad right now.
Where are you?
You're coming in loud and clear, but it seems like you're stranded somewhere.
I'm walking the dog.
I was going to say, you seem out of breath.
Well, yeah, I did a little jog for the dog. He's into that. But honestly, it felt so good because my mental health is like off the charts. When we get 5-1, I mean, you got to be feeling that goal differential.
That's reasonable and well-adjusted of you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess so. I probably shouldn't be tying my, you know, results to LAFCs or I'd be in bad place.
I do that and it's
we have
bad
and we are.
For you.
Yeah.
People get mad at Vince for being even keel, but I'm like, I'd rather live his life than my life. I'm miserable all the time.
No, I'm a big Vince stan, as everybody knows. Jeff Talk, I'm a little on the outs, but I'm trying to figure him out. I'm trying to make it work. He's an acquired taste for fans of the foot.
Yes. He's a fine wine. Any happy foots or sad foots that hasn't been said?
I joined in fairly late, hoping I hadn't missed my brother two nips, but
you did.
Man, what a home finale! Yeah. I wish I could give you 10 happy fingers, and I was wearing my scarf to the game for once, so that was nice.
Keep doing it.
Definitely. And now I guess my strike sign needs to change to WGA supporting SAG. WGA supporting SAG, because I'm not in the, but I support the
for
guilds.
Sure. Yeah. We'll get you a new one.
Okay.
Well,
Jeff Talk actually was the one who got it for me, so that's why I'm a previous fan of Jeff Talk's.
The nicest thing he's ever done. The only nice thing. He's done. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. And it's always great to see you.
You too. Later. Sorry about the lighting.
No, it's all good.
Ghost man. All right. Peace, guys.
See ya. The one thing I do want to say, we have a couple people who bought scarves that we haven't been able to give to at home games. Now that the home games are over, we're going to mail them to you. We'll just put it out of pocket. We failed at getting them to you, and we're going to get them to you. We're going to mail them to you. We'll DM you and get your home address for all that shit.
And if it seemed like a fun idea to like meet in person, that seemed like a fun idea to us. If that still is, we can find another way to do that too. Still.
That's Darren speaking. I don't want to see any of you.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I already gave my home address once. I don't need to do it again.
Don't mail it to me. Show up at my door. Here's my address. Cool.
Darren, I didn't read that comment. What does it say? It's a long comment.
I'm going to try to pronounce the name of the person who...
Baby Omega.
Baby Omega. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's late. He wrote, oh, and by the way, as someone who had followed Fufu's career even before coming to LA,
what?
Which is wild. Pretty cool that you did that. He is
a
good
Fufu's
set piece
taker
overall. He's a good set piece taker overall, and I still believe he deserves to get some starter minutes.
Okay, this is a member of Fufu Krastev's family. I know for a fact that this is a little brother
or a dad. Fufu Krastev's burner account.
I'm sorry, you're an LAFC fan that's been following his career in Bulgaria? You're not. You're a member of his family, and we're happy that you're here. Please keep listening.
We love
Fufu Krastev, and please keep commenting, but just know we you're a member of his family.
Well, I think it's important to we have to grade on a curve, I guess, a little bit. Like Fufu's young. Think we got him as a long-term, hopefully long-term move. Like he has a lot of potential, I think.
They said on the podcast that Steve Abuke's 20, and I felt so bad. Not on the podcast, on the broadcast. I was like, I've been so mean to a 20-year-old. Like I'm holding him at a higher regard because we got him early in the season. But why am I not holding other players? Like I should be kinder to Steve. I never doubted Steve Abuke.
Never doubted Steve Abuke. I don't know what you're talking about. There's a shirt that proves that we never doubted Steve Abuke. So,
any other happy foots or sad foots as we wind down for the evening?
Anybody in the comments here? I'm going through them.
Any game experiences? Who was the Falconer? Oh, it was Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Our former boss.
I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a comedian, actor.
Up and comer.
Yeah, I think he's, speaking of Krastev, I think he has a bright future as well.
As someone who's been following his career for a long time.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I'm still trying to get over the Minnesota uniforms.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Seeing them in person is a whole other level.
Yeah.
They're so bad. They're so bad.
When you see a photo of it, there's a world in which you could be like, oh, that could maybe work. But in person, it seems the colors just don't work together.
It's like if you make a custom jersey in a video game and you're like, this is.
It's like if a tie dye cam shirt could be worse.
Yes. Because a big chunk of it is just white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't even do that right.
Yeah.
Uproar asks, is Eddie Segura going to play? And I have to say, I forgot he was on the team. I forgot that Eddie Segura was on the team.
I think he's just such a nice guy. Everyone just enjoys that he's
always so fun in all the team.
Is he on the payroll?
He's on the team, I guess. And, a lot of people don't like Mario Gonzalez, but we won last time. Not last time. He played in St. Louis and we didn't win. But we were on a decent run while he was playing. And now we're on a decent run again. So maybe just having him around just is nice helpful. Little,
if he has that kind of support, then he'll take some extra time to warm up, and he's got that time. That's great.
Ugh. Folks, this was a fun one. I am so thankful when we have these ones where it's just like, what can't we be excited about? And then we gave 10 minutes to, I don't know, a demon in human form.
I don't know why that guy calls in. Also, thank you and welcome back, Travis, to the show. We miss you.
I miss y'all.
We're hard to do this without you.
I learned a lot on the podcast the you end, guys did.
I mean, I don't know. It seemed like we could pull it off, so I don't know.
All right, go for it. Enjoy. I'm tired.
No, I
said this to both of you in private, and I'll say it publicly. Thank you so much for filling in and handling it, and thank you so much to Vince, who did double duty.
That's what I was fishing for.
And I genuinely feel like I learned a lot. Like, you asked questions about tactics to Vince that I also was like, when you were like, what does structured mean? And I'm like, in a world, I sort of know what structured means, but the way he like broke it down was very helpful. So thank you for making the podcast actually have any information in it.
Honestly, all I do here is be willing to admit I'm dumb.
Yes. And it's helpful. I think a lot of people aren't willing to admit that. Nate Martinez says, Happy Foot Ilya was solid in the mid, took charge in lots of moments. Solid play from the old man. And he was running in like the 85th minute trying to steal a ball. Was pissed about a foul. Like, Ilya looked great.
I love him.
Like, he just brought a bunch of energy in, and he really wanted to get the young guys to score late in the game, which is another Happy Foot. We didn't stop pressing. Those young guys wanted to fucking score, man.
The end of the game, we were up 5-1, and they were trying to score.
They almost did.
It was fun. They almost did. Yeah.
Anything else you want to leave us with?
What's the next game? Austin. Let's win.
Can we win in Texas?
Let's win in Texas for once. That'd be a great
Aaron, call it now. Can we win in Texas?
Oh, it's difficult, but yes, I think we can.
That's an Aaron promise. Yes. Lock it in. We Lock got an Aaron promise.
Full of lots of research and information.
Folks, you heard it here first. Aaron's calling it. We're winning in Austin. We'll see you guys so soon. Thanks for always listening and hanging out. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe on YouTube and give us a thumbs up. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts as well. And please remember to rate and review and tell your friends. We're in the home stretch. Two more fucking regular season games, and then we're going to the post game. But for now, for postseason. But for now, we're here. We just won 5-1 in our last regular season game of the season. And I just want to say, I love you.
I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
I love you. Bye. Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.